Hi, this is Chris from PleasureMechanics.com, and welcome to this week's Just the Tip. These are shorter episodes brought to you on Wednesdays, where we share a favorite excerpt from a book and then give you an actionable tip that you can try out in your own sex life. For deeper, penetrating conversations, tune in to our regular episodes every Friday. On this week's Just the Tip, we're going to be exploring the multi-orgasmic man. And I'm going to get started by reading to you a few passages from The Multi-Orgasmic Man by Montauk Chia. This is a classic book in the field for guys who want to explore how to last longer in bed, separate ejaculation from orgasm, and have multiple orgasms. So let's get started with a few passages. I've woven them together from the introduction to the book. Why do most men lose their ability to be multi-orgasmic? Is it possible that for many men, the experience of ejaculating, when it happens, is so overwhelming that it eclipses the experience of orgasm and causes men to lose the ability to distinguish between the two? To become multi-orgasmic, you must learn, or possibly relearn, the ability to separate the different sensations of arousal and to revel in orgasm without cresting over into ejaculation. Understanding how orgasm and ejaculation are different will help you distinguish the two in your own body. Unlike orgasm, which is a peak emotional and physical experience, ejaculation is simply a reflex that occurs at the base of the spine and results in the ejection of semen. Michael Nguyen, senior healing Tao instructor and co-author of Taoist Secrets of Love, Cultivating Male Sexual Energy, explains, "A lot of men are freaked out by the very idea of non-ejaculatory orgasm because they've been having ejaculatory sex for such a long time, often decades. So the first thing to do is demystify ejaculation, which is just an involuntary muscle spasm. With practice, you can learn to experience the peak feeling of orgasm without triggering the reflex of ejaculation." All right, so why I chose this quote is because it really draws attention to how our perceived conceptions of what is possible dictates our experience. The whole idea that orgasm and ejaculation are not the same for men blows men's minds when they find out, because they've been sold this idea that it's a package deal and that every orgasm comes with an ejaculation, and after every orgasm they go into a refractory period and need to rest, and thus multiple orgasms are not possible for men. But more and more, thanks to the internet primarily, men are getting the memo that something else is possible. And once you discover something is possible, you realize that you yourself might be capable of it. And I'm not going to get into the whole multi-orgasmic, non-ejaculatory orgasm deal today. That's far too big a topic for a Just the Tip episode. We do break it down and show you how to do it in our Foreplay Mastery course, if you're interested. We have a whole program there. But what I do want to draw your attention to is all the places where you set limitations on your sexual experience based on what you've been told is possible. And this is true for men as well as women. I think a lot of us believe that we're only capable of a certain amount of arousal and thus limit our sexual experience, because to go beyond what we think is capable is a mind trip. It takes a certain leap of imagination to give yourself permission to do what has become the unthinkable. And that's just one category of limitations we put on ourselves, is what is possible, what we are capable of. A whole other set of limitations falls around what we've been told is good or ethical or okay in terms of who we are. So this falls into the realm of kink and bondage and power play. If you don't think that your sexual desire fits in with who you are as a person, you may set strict boundaries around desires that may be perfectly okay for you to explore, and say nothing about your ethics and your value as a human being. I invite you this week to examine your sexual limitations. What have you been told is possible? What have you been told you're capable of? And what have you been told is out of bounds because of the ethics or morality of the sex act? And look at these things and stare them down and decide what is yours and what is other people's baggage that you can let go of. And men in particular, if this is the first time you're hearing about the idea of being multi-orgasmic and having non-ejaculatory orgasms, how did it feel to hear that? How did it feel to shatter an idea that you've naturalized so much that you think that's just the way it is? When you're told that something else is possible, what happens in your brain and your heart and your body? Feel into that, because over the course of this podcast, we will probably share a lot of ideas that shatter myths and ideas that you've held so close for a long time. And we hope that it is a liberating, positive experience for you. All right, so if you want to learn more about non-ejaculatory orgasms and multi-orgasmic men, come on over and check out the Foreplay Mastery course, where we have a whole program on it for both solo exploration and partnered sex. It's super fun to learn how to have multi-orgasms as a man. It'll blow your mind. And if you have any questions, we're always here for you. Come on over to pleasuremechanics.com, hit the Ask Us Anything button, and be in touch. We'll be back on Friday with a full-length episode, and again next Wednesday with another Just the Tip. Cheers.